Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us. We will play a couple more songs before we do our prayer. Amen. The title of this song is Give Me Jesus. Amen. We all need Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. the high priest up in heaven. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. He's our defender before the Father, in a temple made by God, not man. Behind the veil, in a place most holy. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. In just his beauty, he clears the record of those redeemed by his own blood. He's blotting out my sin in the sanctuary. He makes provision for me in the sanctuary. He's purifying heaven's temple. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. In preparation for his returning, for those who love and follow him, he's blotting out my sin in the sanctuary. In heaven, he makes provision for me in the sanctuary. As a mercy seat in the Holy of Holies, in the
joining us again. Happy Preparation Day. As the song says, he is blotting out our sins in the sanctuary. We know that the Lord is in the most holy place, interceding on your behalf and on my behalf. So what are we doing here on earth? Are we just passing that time and doing nothing and not doing the work that we have called us, that he had called us to do? Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come before you thanking you ever so much for this day of preparation. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. you, Lord, for your long suffering with each and every one of us. We're so sinful, O Father, but you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe it in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, we want to have everlasting life with you. We want to be with our Maker, our King, our Creator, Lord. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquity, Lord. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be kind and loving. Help us to be holy as you are holy, Lord. I thank you again for each one that has joined us thus far. Those that are joining via the internet, I just want to welcome you from Japan, from South Korea, the Netherlands, Canada, and throughout the United States and throughout the world. Welcome. And may God truly bless you. May you receive that blessing that you're praying for. May the Lord answer your prayer and bless each and every one of us that are listening live. May we get that spiritual blessing also that we so need, and that Sabbath blessing as we gather and come together. Please bless our speaker, Brother Ricardo. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. Bless his household, his wife, Lord. And I thank you again. I praise you, O Father. I glorify and I magnify your name. You are truly worthy to be praised. We don't know how much worthy you are to be praised, because if you wasn't so long-suffering, we would have been blocked off of this earth, Lord. But we thank you, Lord. Help us, teach us how to love you with all our heart. We thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Happy Preparation Day. We're not in the Sabbath as yet, but I just want to say Happy Preparation Day. At Family Worship, this is taken from Child Guidance, I believe, and also CHCCH. At Family Worship, let the children take part. Let all bring their Bible and each read a verse or two. Then let some family familiar follow by prayers for this. Christ has given a model. The Lord's Prayer was not intended to be repeated merely as a form, but it is an illustration of what our prayer should be. Simple, earnest, and comprehensive. In a simple petition, tell the Lord your needs and express gratitude for his mercy. Thus, you invite Jesus as a welcome guest into your home and heart. In the family, long prayer concerning remote objects are not in place. They make the hour of prayer a weariness when it should be regarded as a privilege and a blessing. Make the season one of interest and joy. As the sun goes down at the close of the Sabbath, let the voice of prayer and the hymns of praise mark the close of the sacred hour and invite God's presence through the cares of the week. So we see in going into the Sabbath and coming out of the Sabbath, it should always be done with prayer, with singing, with thanking the Lord, and not as a drudgery, but as a thanks. And, and we should, after the Sabbath close, tomorrow, preparing for the next Sabbath. Amen. So it should be a blessing to each and every one of us and our family members. The children should make it a special time for them. Amen. Anyone who would like to share at this time, please press 1 so that I can open your line. This is truly a blessing to come and share and testify the Lord's goodness, brothers and sisters, and encourage each other. Because we know that it's a blessing to just be in the land of the living. There's many who has passed. There's many who's not here with us. So if there's any testimony, don't let it wait till the last, the end, because we're going to have time for testimony and then prayer, and then we will be bringing on the speaker
you know, on time. So I will check, see if there's any testimonies. Please press 1. And I will open your line, brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you again. You can be anywhere, but you choose to come here so that we can praise the Lord together. Amen. So I will check. Okay, no one has pressed 1 as yet. Again, please press 1 if you would like to share so that you will have time to share, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Praise the Lord, and I will read Psalm. This is just this morning I was reading this. This is so beautiful, and I was singing it because it's also a song. So it's Psalms chapter 5, and I'll start at the top. Give ears to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. Unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell in thee. I just like this song. It's so beautiful like all the rest. So in the morning, as we get up, we should... our voice should be, set to God for us to give him thanks for waking us up and, you know, just thanking him for who he is and what he has done in your life. Amen? So I don't know if you have press 1. I don't see it. So press 1 if you would like to share, brothers and sisters. And I'm just thanking the Lord for help, for I'm thanking and I'm praising him for the energy that he has given me, you know, taking care of this garden. And he's just proven me to see how faithful I am in the little thing, in the least thing. And I'm getting my exercise at the same time. I'm, you know, getting ready for, you know, in the army of God, because we know we have to purpose in our heart to be amongst 144,000. And there will not be those that are weakling or sick or, you know, ready to give up and quit. You know, we have to be perseverance in prayer. We have to be in health. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be even in health, as even as thy soul prospers. So we have to be in good health. We have to exercise, eat right, or diet, dress reform, temperance. So, brothers and sisters, sunshine, rest, or water, everything needs, and godly trust, that's, you know, that should have been 1. Everything needs to be in working order as the Lord has made it. So praise the Lord again. And I just want to thank you again for coming on. So if no one would like to share, I haven't seen any hands yet, I will play a song. I just read. Okay, let's see. Amen. Okay, what I read from was Counsel for the Church. That was C and CH. Counsel for the Church. That's what I just read from. Amen. And also it says, far more sacredness is attached to the Sabbath that Dan is given it by many professed Sabbath keepers. The Lord has been greatly dishonored by those who have not kept the Sabbath according to the commandment, neither in the letter or in the spirit. He calls for a reform in the observance of the Sabbath. Before the setting of the sun, let the members of the family assemble to read God's word, to sing and pray, for many have been remiss. We need to confess to God and to one another. We should begin anew to make special arrangement that every member of the family may be prepared to honor the day which God has blessed and sanctified. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just got a text from Sister Leola. She said she's been pressing 1, but I don't see it. So I believe Sister Continelli is on also, and I'm pretty sure she pressed 1 also. So I am sorry it's not coming up. And Heavenly Father, we ask you that you will bind the evil spirit that's trying to come against us with this technology, oh Father. Help us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, to that this evening prayer meeting will go accordingly, oh Father, that the enemy will not get the upper hand, oh Father. We're just giving you thanks. We're giving you praise. We're giving you, we're glorifying and magnifying that you will fix this technology, oh Father. We know that it's not good, oh, I mean, it's not the best, oh Father. We know that we can't trust in it. We can't look for it to sustain what we're doing, oh Father, because it'll come to an end. But we ask that you will be with us as we gather here, Lord. Please help us, strengthen us, help us not to be discouraged, oh Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I'll open Sister Consonelli line first, because I'm pretty sure she was pressing 1, but I didn't see it.
Thank you, Sister Farr. Thank you for opening my line.
Praise
Happy Sabbath to one and all. Yes, I did press 1 4 times. I did press 1 4 times to open. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for opening my line. And to begin with, yes, I must thank God for the privilege of coming here this evening to mingle my voice with my brothers and sisters to welcome in God's holy day. And before I start, I give God praise and thanks, and I'm going to sing this song, the Sabbath song, How Sweet the Light of Sabbath Eve. I will read, I don't know how many of you know it, but I'm going to sing that song. How sweet the light of Sabbath Eve. How soft the sunbeams lingering there. For this blessed hour, the world I leave, wafted on wings of faith and prayer. Seasons of rest, the tranquil soul, feels the sweet calm and melts in love. And while these sacred moments roll, faith sees a smiling heaven above. Nor will our days of toil be long. Our pilgrim age will soon be trod, and we shall join that ceaseless song, the endless Sabbath of our God. This is one of the hymns I used to sing, my father used to play on the organ, and we used to sing it on Sabbath evening. So I would like to begin with that one, How Sweet the Light. How sweet the light of Sabbath Eve. How soft the sun beams lingering there. For these blessed hours to will I leave, wafted on wings of faith and prayer. Season of rest, the tranquil soul feels the sweet calm and melts in love. And while the sacred moment draws, faith sees a smile in heaven above. Nor will our days of toil be long. Our pilgrimage will soon be tried, and we shall join the ceaseless song, the endless Sabbath of Yes, I would like to read Genesis 2:1-3. It says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Why? Because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And you know, one thing was very distinct when each day after his one work was finished, each of his creation week, we find that the words, and the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning were the second day, and the evening and the morning were the third day, etc., right down to the seventh day, right? All believing Christians agree that God created the world in six literal days and rested on the seventh day. You know, there is evidence that the children of Israel were not ignorant of the laws of God, including the Sabbath, prior to months when they were at Sinai. A month before they arrived there at Sinai, God tested the Hebrews to see if they would obey his laws. And this is recorded in Exodus 16. God provided a double portion of manna on the sixth day and none on the seventh. The people were told not to go out to gather manna on the seventh day. But some did not listen and ventured out anyway. Then God responds by asking, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? That is in verses 28. This tells us that sometimes, you know, before Sinai, before the fall of manna, before the falling of the manna, they were aware of God's law, the Sabbath. It would not be until after Sinai, however, that the Ten Commandments would be given in tables of stone with the addition of the ceremonial and civil laws, which would be documented in a book. Okay? So here we see that the Sabbath was a memorial, and it was being conducted even before Sinai when the children of Israel was there. Sometimes if we look in Nehemiah 9:14, where it is stated that God made known unto Israel the Sabbath at Sinai and concluded that only at that point did they observe it. As we have seen from the previous paragraph, this was not the case, but let us look at Nehemiah 9:14, which states, and made us known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and law by the hand of Moses and by thy servant. So in the days when I choose Israel and lift up mine eye hand unto the seed of out of Jacob and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God. So that was not the beginning of God's existence. Neither were they at the beginning of the Sabbath. The children of Israel had lost much of their faith and knowledge while they were in Egypt. And now they are called out. They were journeying to the promised land, right? They were called out. The people were being re-instructed in the ways of Jehovah, the true God. They were slow learners, as we see from their worship of the golden calf. But God bore very patiently with his people. And God is still very patiently, bearing patiently with us today. You know, it has been said in Deuteronomy, the Sabbath was given to Israel as a memorial of deliverance from Egypt. In Deuteronomy 5:15, it's cited, and it remembers and remember that thou hast served, thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord God brought them out then through the mighty hand and by outstretched arms. Therefore, the Lord thy God command thee the Sabbath day. So please take note that Moses spoke these words 40 years after the law was proclaimed at Sinai, and during which time the children of Israel had been almost in constant rebellion. When God himself spoke to the command on Sinai, he did not establish a memorial deliverance from Egypt, but definitely memorial of creation. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and holidays. Exodus 20:8-11. And I am going to stop right there and give others a chance to give God praise and thanks. And this evening I want to give God more than praise. Words cannot express. I cannot find words to express my gratitude for God's goodness towards me and our my family. Although my sister has gone down a little lower, now they have put her in hospice. That means that no coming back. She just will be going lower and lower. But God is in charge, and he knows what he's doing. And so I'm just soliciting prayers from our team, for prayer team for the family and for her grandchildren who are left there without a mother. So, Sister Paula, I'm just thankful to God for being alive and for taking me in my little travel. I went down to see my granddaughter, and she brought us back safely, her graduation. And it was very good, and she did a good job. So God is good, and I have to always sing his praises. And I'm thankful for this Sabbath and all the Sabbaths. I look forward every week for this special day, because it is a special day. And I don't know how people could not say God didn't made this world in 6 days. See, 6 days. That's a memorial. And the seventh day, he rested. So it's very important that we note that. And I'm going to stop speaking right now and let somebody else say something and give God praise. Okay? Can I say a little prayer before I come off, Sister Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Merciful Father, we come before you at this and other Sabbath eve to give you praise and thanks for your wonderful protection over your people, all of us who would be on this line, all of us who are alive to welcome this another of your holy Sabbath day of rest. Father, we pray that you will bless this prayer line. Bless each one that comes in it. Grant, Lord, that they may have, they will not leave empty, but they will, as they come and they'll sit and they listen, they will hear something that will help them to have a deeper relationship with you. Bless the leaders of this prayer line, Lord. Those who are in charge, Sister Leola, Sister Collar, and all the rest. Even Sister Powell, I know her mind is here, although she's not here. Father, I pray that you will continue to be with her and that you will bless her wherever she is. As she does her work over there, I pray, Lord, that you will give her strength, because she needs strength. She's on her last step of the ladder. But, Lord, you have been so good to all of us. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless us on this special Sabbath day. Grant us a Sabbath day's blessing. And as we listen to your word and the other speakers, we may indeed keep the Sabbath day as it should be kept. In everything, we would remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And I just want to thank you, God, for your promises and that you will fulfill, you are going to fulfill your promises with us. Even as we worship tonight, as we come in this line tonight, that you will bless each soul that listen here. And God will give everyone a blessing, a Sabbath day blessing. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my eyes.
You're welcome, Sister Fontanelle. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. And I just thank you for coming on and joining. And you are, and each and every one of us is a part of the team. And you're like my co-host. So I just thank you for that. I thank the Lord for you being a part of, being with the ministry and for your input, everything you do. It's a blessing. And we will keep your sister in prayer. Your granddaughter, your whole family. We know that, God is soon to come and many will be laid to rest. But may the Lord give us strength to endure all these things that's coming upon us. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath. Happy Preparation Day. Some are still in the Preparation Day. The Sabbath hasn't come. You're still doing a little preparation of what is left. So I just thank you for joining us. As we see, I don't know if you have pressed 1, but on my end, I am not seeing on the dashboard those that have pressed 1. So if you have my number, you can text me to tell me that you have pressed 1, or I might just open to see if you press 1. And if not, you can, if I open your line, and if you didn't press 1, you can stay silent or put your line on mute. And if so, you can go ahead and share. And we're coming down almost to the 8 o'clock hour at Eastern Standard Time when our speaker will be coming on before we do the prayer. So, again, thank you for joining us. We start at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to give others time to share. So I'll go ahead and open Sister Leola's line. Thank you for joining us. Happy Preparation Day. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. I just want to thank God for this prayer line. I want to thank him for my brothers and sisters. And I just want to thank him for his Sabbath day. Oh, my goodness, he gives me such a peace and a rest that I can, instead of moving around and doing things, but today is a peaceful and restful time that we can enjoy as we come together to worship and pray. So I want to first thank the Lord for the song that our sister brought to us. I want to thank him also for the reading of God's word, because I would like to read, like Sister Consonelli, she read on how God commanded us to keep his Sabbath day holy. And I would like to read Psalms 19 and verse 7-8, and it says, "The law of God is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, and the commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." And as my sister was speaking these things, when it says enlightening the eyes, and you remember how he says in, I think it's Proverbs chapter 7, how the Lord says his commandments is the apple of his eye, I believe. But my point is that God's commandments, he is serious about his commandments. And as we are serving him and praying for others to know his commandments, as we hand out literature, handing these people, telling people about God's commandments, you know, these things that we do every day or every time we go out or whatever. But most of all, these are things that we do in our life. When we go out or when I talk to our neighbors or whatever we're doing, but we share the Ten Commandments. So I just want to praise God, not just the Sabbath. That's just one commandment, but all 10 of these commandments, or the Bible says, is right. They are perfect. They are just. They are holy, or every one. So I just want to thank God that thank our Father for his 10 commandments. And as we are studying on the prayer line, I just want to thank the Lord for the prayer. I want to second the prayer Sister Pastor Nelly prayed for all of us tonight, that we all come together and worship and give him thanks and praise and lifting up all the prayers that she gave. So Sister Carla, I just want to, I wanted to sing a little short song, but I don't have my hymn book, but I'm going to let someone else open their line. But my testimony tonight is the Lord blessed all of us tonight. And when I say me, he blessed all of us because we are able to get on here and to share. But the thing is that I am able to see another. We are able to see another Sabbath day. So I want to just say thank you, and God bless everyone, and happy Sabbath. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Yes, praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath to you also. Amen. I'm trying to bring back up. Okay, I'm trying to bring back up the switchboard. But thank you again for sharing. And God is truly good. He's worthy to be praised, and he loves to hear us testify of his goodness, and you know, for us to praise him every chance we get, and to celebrate the Sabbath, each and every Sabbath. Amen. So thank you again. Praise the Lord. Now I'm seeing the hands for some reason. Well, I thought seeing Sister Leola hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Is there anyone else? God just, he answered the prayer, so thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1. So that I can open your line. Please press 1 if you would like to share. Brothers and sisters, it's testimony time, and this is the time to thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercy. Tell others what the Lord has done for you. Truly, God has done something for you this week, or last week, or even today, or someone you know. So press 1 on the telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share, so that I will open your line. Again, I'm seeing a hand from Sister Leola, but she had pressed that earlier. I'm just seeing it. So hopefully the queue is working when you press 1 so that I can open the line. I believe this is Brother Rick. Again, if I open your line and if you haven't pressed 1 and I didn't see it, just keep it on mute. 518-744. Your line is open.
All right. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I did press 1 earlier.
Oh, wow.
I was right in the middle of finishing up by just a few little preparations here for the Sabbath. Actually, my wife made up a big batch of vegetarian meatballs that I'm frying, but I'm almost done. I got about 5 more minutes, and then the Sabbath will be here in about, probably 15 minutes or so here. And just praising the Lord for another week. You know, we've had a beautiful week weather-wise. God is good. He's taking care of us. He's keeping us from harm. And I'm just praising him for his goodness and for the Sabbath. And I was just listening to Sister Continelli and Sister Leola talking about the Ten Commandments and the Sabbath. And I just wanted to add there, you know, God gives us those rules to guide us, not to keep us from fun or keep us under his thumb. And if you look at the studies that they've done on children, they say children who have rules are the happiest children. Now, we don't always like to obey the rules, even as adults. We, as we know, we're all in rebellion. you know, we have the Satan rebelled in heaven and was cast down to this earth, and that spirit of rebellion was born into us. And there are times when that rises up even in me, and I hate to say that, but it is true. And I think if we all looked at our lives, we could see that spirit of rebellion rising up now and then. And so I am asking the Lord to take that spirit of rebellion away. And I was looking at some Bible verses here. I had one, Sister Carla, that really fit this. And Luke 1:37, this is actually an angel was promised the birth of Jesus to Mary, and the angel was talking to Mary, and it says here, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." And then later on, Mary said, "My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." Every one of us can say that. We can say that God, who is mighty, hath done great things for us, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. So I just wanted to add that little bit in there. You know, those commandments are there to safeguard us, to guide us, to keep us from falling prey to the enemy, and oh, what a blessing they are. If we would just look at them as a blessing, we'll see the blessing in them, and I am grateful for them, because without them, we would be doing the same things the world is doing, and we would be lost. So, sister, thank you for opening my line, and I would just like to lift up my wife in prayer. She is still having some major heart issues, and she just went today for another test, and now we have to go down to Albany, which is an hour and a half drive away for us, to see a specialist down there. And I'm just praying the Lord will keep her, and we'll be able to get her back onto a better road to health. Been talking to some people about that, too, and seeking some natural remedies, but right now she's got to go see another doctor. So, and just want to lift up my children and grandchildren and my family, and also sister. I'm going to lift up Michael and Kevin. They're both people I've met. They both have cancer, and the Lord has been blessed with both of them. They are still with us in the land of the living. And I'm praying that God will continue to bless them and heal them, if that be his ultimate will. So just thank you, sister, for opening my line, and God bless you and all those on the prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Rick, for coming on and sharing. And I just thank you again, and we're going to keep you and your family in prayer. You know, there's so much to pray for. There's so much is going on in the world, and, you know, God is soon to come. He sees that his children are suffering with so much, soon to make his appearance, but he's long-suffering because, you know, many have not are not ready. They haven't closed their earth history. They're not ready to go, you know, and you know, it can be most of us on here. We're trying to finish something. We want to see our kids saved and walking in the light or whatever it is. But we have to ask God to help us and help them and each and every one of our brothers and sisters to be ready and prepared, because there's so much suffering. We might not be suffering so much as others. There's people dying, Christless dead, and there's people poor and suffering, no food, no water. Just sick of all maladies and stuff, and just suffering because of men, basically, you know. And, of course, the devil, he's using men to cause things to go on in the world and cause accident, cause disease, and cause health problems. But we have to trust in the Lord, and we also have to repent When we have said things, made the decision that was not according to God's will, we have to repent of those things. But we, again, we have a long-suffering God. We have a loving God who know each and every one of us. Our names are written in the palm of his hands, brothers and sisters. That's what type of God we serve. He know each and every one of us. While we were yet in our mother's womb, he saw us and he called us forth that we should be alive. Even today, Friday, July the 15th, 2022. Amen? So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Let us be thankful. Is there anyone else who would like to share? I want to say press 1, but I'm not able to see when the hands are pressed. So if you have my number, you can text me to let me know that you're trying to share, but I'm not opening your line for whatever reason because I don't see it. But I usually know those that usually share, so I'll open a couple lines. Again, we're going to go into prayer. So I take it that no one else wants to share their testimony. Welcome, Sister Katie. Happy Preparation Day, my dear. And each and every one of you, I just thank you guys for being here on the prayer line. God is truly good. He's worthy to be praised. And, okay, amen. Brother Eli has pressed 1. I'm seeing hands now. Please be brief, Brother Eli, because we will go into prayer, my brother.
Amen. Amen. Hello, Sister Carla. I have a prayer request too, and I like to testimony in my prayer. I like to thank God because God is good. God is worthy to be praised. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And Sister Carla, I have a prayer request tonight. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Javel in prayer that the Lord will deliver him, that the Lord will baptize him, and pray for Sister Lisa. Don't forget to pray for Sister Genesis. Pray for Sister Genesis that the Lord will deliver her, Sister Carla, because Sister Carla, Sister Genesis say she doesn't know God. I say, Sister Genesis, you are a young lady. You know what God is. I say Genesis, God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, she do not know who is God is. So please lift her up and pray for Sister Genesis, and pray for Brother Stainwell. Sister Carla, I don't know, can you do the second prayer? Because I'm going to do the first one, Sister Carla. And then, Sister Carla, pray for Sister Abby, too. Lift up Sister Abby in prayer. And do not forget to pray for everyone, too.
I'm sorry, since you're going to do a brief prayer, Brother Eli, why don't you lift up these individuals? Did you want to do that? Do a brief prayer because we have to get started, my brother. So go ahead and pray for these requests if it's okay.
Amen, amen, Sister Carla. I can pray for Brother Yudi too, and Brother Ricardo and everyone. Amen. God, Heavenly Father, Lord, God, how excellent is your name, God. God, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. You're awesome, God. You're mighty, God. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. God, there is no one else like you, God. There is no one else like you, God. We come in your presence, God. We come to you, God, because God, we love you so much, God. There is no one else like you, God. God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Carla's hosting, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Carla tonight, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Carla deliverance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask God to give Sister Carla, Lord, the words to speak, God, on the prayer line too, Lord. God, allow Sister Carla, God, to preach your gospel message on this prayer line too, Lord. God, God. We ask you, God, to use Sister Carla, too, Lord, one day, God, in the prayer line, too, Lord, to come preach your word, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Carla, Lord. Cover her, God, with your blood, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to watch over her, Lord. God, with the lift of Brother Yudi, God, who's going to bring the powerful message, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Yudi Kavia, Lord. We ask you, God, to come bless him, Lord, in a special way, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Yudi too, Lord. God, in his country, Lord. Bless Brother Yudi, Lord. Bless Sister Melissa, Lord. God, allow Sister Melissa, God, to come preach on this prayer line, God, to preach your word, Lord. God, allow Sister Melissa, Lord, to preach your word, God. God, we ask God to strengthen Sister Melissa, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Melissa, God. God, bless Brother Yudi's wife, Lord, Sister Melissa, God. God, we ask God to bring her, God, in the prayer line, God. God, we ask God to give her the word to speak on this prayer line, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to give her deliverance, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over her, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Yudi, God, who's going to preach the word on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to break every chain, God, for Brother Yudi tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask God to strengthen Brother Yudi.
Amen, amen. Amen. Brother Eli got cut off. Brother Ricardo is the one that's speaking. He's Brother Yudi's not speaking. Brother Ricardo is speaking. So I'm thinking Brother Eli's didn't know. I guess he doesn't know Brother Ricardo is speaking. So I will, if there are no one else who would like to share, I will go ahead and do a brief word of prayer if there's no one else. Okay, I don't see any more hands. Okay. Let us continue to prayer. Kind and loving Father, again, please forgive us of our sins or trespasses. Please help us, O Father, where we are weak. Help us, O Father, strengthen us. We are sinful, we are prideful, we are arrogant, we're all of these things and more, Lord. I ask that you will forgive us. I ask that you will bless each and every one that's on, Lord. You heard the prayer request of Brother Eli, Father, his friends, his family. We ask that you will touch him in a marked way. Brother Rick, Lord, he's mourning for his family. He wants to see them safe. He wants to see his wife in good health, Lord. Please, Lord, have mercy upon them. Touch them even now, Lord, and his prayer request for the gentleman, oh, Lord. You know the desire to heal these maladies of the people, Lord. But we all have a choice. We all have things we have to discard. We have choices to make, oh, Father. But we know that you are able, Lord. And if it's your will, Lord, may it be done, Lord. Bless Sister Leola in a marked way. Continue to protect her and guide her, her family, her husband, and children, grandchildren also, Lord. Even Sister Powell, keep her safe there in Jamaica as he's doing the work that you have called her to do, oh, Father. We thank you for her, Lord, even in her old age, working for you, Lord, putting you to shame, oh, Lord. But we ask that your blessing will be upon her and the children and everyone that she come in contact with and her family. Bless them, her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and the ministry in Jamaica. Thank you also for Sister Consonelli. Continue to provide for her as her sister is on hospice, Lord. We ask that her sins may be forgiven, O Lord. We ask that we pray that she has repented of her sins, O Lord. Cover her, cover the family, Sister Consonelli, other sisters and brother, her grandchildren. I believe her husband, Sister Consonelli, husband, whoever, O Lord, that's a part of her family and her friends, O Lord. Put a hedge of protection around them, O Lord. We just thank you. We praise you, Lord, even for myself. I ask that you will forgive me and help me, Lord. Bless me, Nicholas and Amanda, be with Sister Katie and her family and Brother Richardson family, Lord. As Brother Eli said, the Calvier family, Brother Mozart family. There's so many families and friends, oh, Father, that we are attached to that have shared with us on this prayer line. But they're on other prayer line and they're doing other work. This work is far reaching. There's so much to be done and there's so much to reach and we all can't be together. We have to come together and go apart to reach others
and to come together to receive the message, to receive the meat, and then go apart to feed others. So that's what the Lord has called us to do. Again, bless Brother Ricardo, Sister Samantha. We ask that you will fill him with your Holy Spirit, oh Father, that you will use him mightily again today, Lord. Take away everything that's not of you, oh Lord. Put a hedge of protection around that home, around that family, the ministry that you have called him to do, oh Lord. May he cry aloud and spare not and lift up his voice as a trumpet. Be with Brother O'Neill and his family, Lord. There's Sister Brenda and her family, Lord. There's so many people, oh Lord, so many names. The unspoken prayer requests and those that are joining us via the internet, I ask that you will answer their prayer requests accordingly, oh Lord. You know the hearts, the mind of your people. You know what we're in need of, oh Lord. Some you said yes, no, and some you said wait and hold on. Just be patient a little longer, Lord. We thank you and we praise you ever so much, Lord. We want to glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Ricardo, if you're on, please press 1. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Happy Sabbath, everyone. First time viewer, welcome. I pray that
Amen.
We all have a blessed Sabbath day thus far. Safe through another week. God has brought us on our way. Just to show that Jesus Christ is still in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. In spite of our failure, in spite of our nothingness, our wretchedness, he still gives us an opportunity to be among the living today, that we can make all things right. Amen? So let us, as we go into the Word, you know, we can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. I can't do nothing of myself. So we need the presence of the Holy Spirit. So if you can reverently kneel with me, please do. For in heaven, I get the opportunity to speak to your people. I pray that I will not speak of my own words and myself, Lord. Let me be decreased and you increase. Lord, I'm asking for your power of your anointing, O God. I can speak the word, but it is the Holy Spirit or the agency of the Holy Spirit will make the impact on the heart, oh God. I pray that you may prick the heart. I pray that you make your people see their need for a Savior in these last days. Lord, you are coming and you want to prepare your people to meet your God. I'm asking you to remove everything in me that is not like you far away from me. Let me exalt Jesus Christ and his word. Forgive me of my many sins and forgive all of us, Lord. We come here, Lord, to receive a word from heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to look at the parable of the 10 virgins. This is a continuation. We are studying the parable of the 10 virgins in the light of the first, second, and third angel message. If you can recall the great Advent movement and the disappointment in William Miller days and Sister White days, when the great Advent movement and the disappointment, all was under the first and the second angel message. And in Revelation chapter 10, when the mighty angel come down and they have the bitter stomach, which is when Paul, John eat the word, eat the scroll, and in his mouth it was sweet, and in his belly it was bitter. You and I are going to go to a bitter experience. The prophecy of the parable of the 10 virgins is going to repeat it in our days, friends. And the time is coming. Now we do not know, we can distinguish between who is who. All look like Seventh-day Adventists. All speak alike. All eat alike. And many believe the same. But God's going to test a lot of us. God has to prove us. God has to strip us from all earthly resources. And he's going to prove us to see if we're going to follow him. If you can recall Job, when all of the Son of God come and Satan was in the midst, and God said, what do you think about my servant Job? God is saying that about the same thing about you and I. What do you think about those who are on Advent line this evening? See that, Lord, they fear you. You have put an edge of protection around about them. And God's going to remove the edge of protection around about us. Some of us are going to lay to sleep and some of us are going to spear. But what God is going to do to us, friends, he's going to prove us. He's going to try us and to show us if we have Christ, which is the hope of glory, in our heart. So what we are studying the parable of the 10 virgins. When the great disappointment comes, we see many reject the faith, many deny the faith. And we are told because of human laws, many will not dare to keep the Sabbath because of what? Wanting of food and clothing. And brothers and sisters, we are on borrowing time. While Jesus is tiring because of you and I, laity and lukewarm condition, Jesus is delaying. Why? Because he cannot come. The Father said, why do they clamber at the hurt? Cut them down. And Jesus, the high priest, step in and say, Father, Father, give me one more here that I may go down, that I may go amongst my people and remove gossiping, and remove biting and all of these things, and rekindle the love of God back in their heart. Rekindle in their heart for them to have a hunger for spiritual things. Because, brothers and sisters, too many of us, we are so cold, we are getting cold, and we are following the ways of the world. We see our own leaders are lowering the standard. We are told that we are tested on the image. And friends, which class are you in? There are two classes, the wise and the foolish. But let us go into the word of God now. Go with me to Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 2. Matthew chapter 25, 1 to 2. We were touching last week on the wise. We are going to finish up a little bit more on the wise, and we're going to touch the foolish version. Because the wise virgin, they fall under the first angel message. The foolish virgin fall under the second angel message. If you're familiar, if you are a student of prophecy, you will know what I am talking about. Some of these things, they are new to some of you. Why? Because some of us, we ain't reading. We are studying to show ourselves approved unto God. God wants us to study, and when you study these things, while you're studying, he will show you which class you're in. If you're a foolish virgin, you say, Lord, save me, lest I perish. And by his grace and his mercy, you can renew your covenant with your God. And he can count you in the number of those who are wise in these last days. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 2. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, which is the Bible, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. All of us, we are waiting for Jesus to come. Amen? Verse 2, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Verse 3, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Are you making the necessary preparation to ask God like never before, Lord, I need the latter rain? Because without the latter rain, friends, you and I will not make it in the last day. We need the latter rain. Listen to this counsel right here. Christ Object Lesson, page 408, paragraph 2. In the parable, all the 10 virgins went out to meet the bridegroom. All had lamps and vessels for oil. For a time there was seen no difference between them. This is what we are going through right now. Listen again. For a time there was seen no difference between them. So with the church that lives just before Christ's second coming, all have a knowledge of the scripture. All of us have a knowledge of the scripture. All of us have a special scripture that we memorize and favorite that can comfort us through trials. All have a knowledge of the scripture. All heard the message of Christ's near approach and confidently expect his appearing. But as in the parable, so it is now. A time of waiting intervenes. Faith is trying. You and I, faith is trying right now. While we see the laws they are putting in place, the human laws that are going to strip you and I religious liberty, that are going to cause many of you to walk away from the faith, that are going to cause many of you and I not to dare to try to keep the Sabbath, not to dare want to prepare and to iron your clothes. The day is coming, and God is going to prove you and to try you and to show you if you just have a form of godliness and deny the power. Brothers and sisters, we need Jesus Christ like never before, because the day is coming. God, all heaven, the whole universe is watching Seventh-day Adventists, especially the world. But as in the parable, so it is now. A time of waiting intervenes. Faith is tried, and when the cry is heard, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Many are unready. What? Many are unready. Lord, get me ready. Get all of us ready. they have no oil in their vessel, no Holy Spirit with their land. None, we don't want acknowledging these last days. Just know the spirit of prophecy, you can quote it, you know what they say, you know where to find it. No, God don't want that. God wants us to have oil in our vessel. They are destitute of the Holy Spirit. They are destitute of the Holy Spirit. Drought, no moisture in these last days. Friends, may God help us. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Which class you are you in? Are you in the wise? Are you among the foolish? Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who commanded the light, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness had shined in our hearts to give the knowledge of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So God gives you and I enough knowledge, enough counsel in these last days to help us to be fit to meet our God. Light is given to you and our friends. So we are studying, we are looking at the wise virgin, because when the great disappointment comes, the wise virgin, they get discouraged, but they never turn away from the faith. They held fast what they believe, and what the mighty angel come down and say, prophesy again. And that's why now we are under the proclamation of the third angel. And God gives you and I more light. That's why you and I have so much counsel in these last days. We must apply to our own lives. So if the wise virgin get more light, because remember now, the wise virgin, they are studying, right? They are reading. What are they reading? In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Though this vision tarry, though it delay, what they do, while the wise virgin, they are what? They are reading, and they also keep those things, they also read, and they keep the prophecy. And they never get discouraged, because they know that the prophecy is a light that to shine in our dark place, in our dark world. So when the disappointment comes, friends, we see fit to go back and study. Are you in that number? When all earthly support cut off, are you going to try to join with the easy and popular side? Or are you going to say, like the Hebrew boys, if God do not deliver us in this matter, we will not bow to this Sunday. We will not bow to your agenda. God wants us to have this faith in these last days, friends. It is coming, because the Bible is saying that you will not be able to buy and sell. And that the time is coming that he's going to prove to you and I, which class are you in? Are you a wise virgin or are you a foolish virgin? So what the wise virgin, they are studying? They are studying prophecy. Because remember now, we just read, blessed is he that readeth, and they that keep the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are what? Written therein. So what caused the wise virgin not to fall? Because they have prophecy, and they keep those things, right? So now, what do you mean they keep those things? Remember Daniel chapter 8, verse 14? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So the wise virgin, they know that they are in a time of cleansing. And they have to keep themselves. They can't get careless and lukewarm. They can't lower their standard and compromise. No, they got to stand though the heavens fall. They know that God's standard is very high. But the foolish virgin now, they regard the truth, but they love the company of those who believe and teach and preach and live present truth. But they themselves do not live that present truth. May God help us, friends. Jesus is coming. Let us get ready. He wants to save each and every one of us. Crying out. I am a voice in the wilderness crying out. I don't know who I am talking to, but I am crying out, friends, to you, because Jesus loves you. Jesus don't want to weep over you and I. Let me read one more for you. Christ's Object Lesson, chapter 29, page 411, paragraph 1. Christ's Object Lesson, chapter 29, page 411. Listen to this, friends. The class represented by the foolish virgin are not hypocrites. They have a regard for the truth. They have advocated the truth. They are attracted to those who believe the truth. Have mercy. But they themselves not yield themselves to the Holy Spirit working. They have not fallen upon the rock, Christ Jesus, and permit their whole nature to be broken up. This class represented also by the thorny ground hearers. I just jump over to the foolish virgin. Now, in the parable of the 10 virgins, in Matthew chapter 25, go back with me now. Go back with me to Matthew chapter 25. We want to see, where can you find the parable? Let me go there. Where can you find the foolish virgin in the second angel message? We're going to do a comparison now. Look with me to Matthew chapter 25, verse 2. And five of them were wise and five were foolish. Five of them were what? Wise and five were foolish. All right. Look with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. Revelation chapter 14, quickly. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Verse 8. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. You and I can recall what happened to the foolish virgin. Remember, because they never made the necessary preparations. And when the voice was heard and said, go out to meet the bridegroom, all of the virgins, they wake up out of their slumber. Right? And what was happening? They trimmed their lamp, and the one group realized that they do not have enough oil. And the wise virgin said, we do not have enough oil. Go into the marketplace and buy for yourself. Pause. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. If you're going to buy Holy Spirit, the oil from another source, where do you get in that spirit from? The world. So you see, two class of Seventh-day Adventists in these last days, wise and foolish. The time going to come that many going to try to run to and fro. And they will not hear the word of God, because God saying that I'm going to send a famine among you, not of bread and water, of hearing such a word in time like these. You will not able to hear these words that are going to prepare you to meet your God. You will never hear these words to prick your heart and to show you where you had in these last days, in your lukewarm, Laodicean condition. Think you are all right, but we are not all right, because we say we are rich. We have all these spirit of prophecy. We have all these counsels. But God say you are miserable. You are poor. You are wretched. You are blind and naked. But you say, what a mighty God. He said, buy of me gold, tried in the fire. What the foolish virgin going to do in the last day? They're going to sell out. They're going to sell out the truth. What do you mean by that? Because Jesus said, buy of me gold. Jesus is saying to the two class, buy of me. The wise virgin buy the truth, but they do not sell out the truth. They're not going to sell the truth for a morsel of bread. But the wise virgin, because of human laws, many will not dare to keep the Sabbath. Many will not dare to keep the Sabbath. Why? Because they can't work. Why? Because they can't pay their mortgage. Well, girl, I got to work. Man, I got to work. Many will sell the truth. Let us go to the Bible. I don't want you to hear my words. Go with me to Revelation chapter 3 first. God is carrying me somewhere else. Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. Quickly. Revelation chapter 18. This is chapter 3, verse 18, Sorry. Revelation chapter 3, verse 13. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see it. So God wants to, God said, buy of me gold, tried in the fire. Right? So he wants you to reach, not physically, but he wants you to reach spiritually through his words, right? To be rich, right? With spiritual things. And he asked, why you say you must buy? Because the truth going to cover you. Do you know that? Truth going to cover your nakedness. The truth going to give you eyesight that you can see, look down on yourself. You, even though you may have on a white garment, but the white garment have holes. The white garment have spot in it, wrinkle in it, defects in it. And now you can cry out to your sympathizing servant and say, Lord, I see that I am wretched. I am undone. Clean me up, Lord. But Jesus said, buy of me. What does it mean to buy? How can you buy? I don't have no money, Lord. Let me show you now. Because the foolish virgin, they're going to sell out the truth. And they're going to join with the easy and popular side. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. Jesus said, buy of me. And I'm going to show you that truth, it covers you. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. Because the foolish virgin, they go and buy somewhere else. They go buy the truth. They go buy, they go buy other truth, which is the another gospel, another spirit. But Jesus wants to give us the true spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. That's going to prepare you and I to meet our God. That's going to help us and cause us to get victory over sin. So they go buy all somewhere else. But Jesus said right here, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. What? Buy the truth and sell it not. So wisdom and instruction and understanding. So when you buy the truth, what come with it? Wisdom, instruction, and what else? Understanding. But I don't have no money, my brother. How can I buy this truth? Where can I find this truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is true. But Lord, how can I buy? Go with me to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. None of you don't have no excuse. It's evening. Lord, how can, I don't have no money, Lord. I'm not rich. But Jesus said this right here. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Lo, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money. Jesus is calling all class of people. Jesus is saying that what? And he that had no money. Come ye, buy and eat. Yeah, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. So Jesus said, you must what? Buy and eat. How can you eat? Jeremiah said, that word was found and I did eat them. What? Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 6. 16. Thy word was found and I did eat them. Thy word was joy and rejoicing of my heart. Pause. When Jeremiah opened the scripture, when Jeremiah opened the word of God, he finds joy in the word of God. He finds joy in the presence of God. He eat the word of God. Are you eating the word of God these last days? Or when you open the word of God, you're falling asleep? You better start to pray. Because this is what happened to the 10 virgins. But even though 10 of them slept, the five of them, 10 of them slept, they was waiting. But the five wise virgins, they were studying, but they also preparing for a delay. They also preparing for whatever. We are told that we need a faith that can endure delay, hunger. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming. Get ready. Buy the truth and sell it not. The foolish virgin, they were careless in their walk. They were careless in their preparation. And when the time to meet their God, they see that they never made the necessary preparation to meet Jesus. And what they do, they go elsewhere and they go buy oil. And when they come back, the master say, departed from me, I never knew you. But Lord, we're going to church all these years, Lord. We give up books, create controversy, step to Christ and all these things, Lord. We go on the highways and the byways. He said, departed from me, I never knew you. You're a castaway. So now, I just show you that Revelation chapter 14, verse 8, which is Babylon is falling, is falling. So, the foolish virgin, they're falling from grace. They're falling from mercy. Let us look at the foolish virgin now. Go into the Bible. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3. Is the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. Pause. So the foolish virgin, what enter into their heart? What enter into their mouth? Pride. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Friends, we have to be careful what we say in these last days. In the mouth of the what? Foolish. Is a rod of what? Pride. Oh, look what I have done, like Nebuchadnezzar. God gonna humble you. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Let us read more. We're looking at the foolish virgin. So in the mouth of the foolish is what? Pride. Let us look at pride now. Let us look at pride. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction. What? Oh. Remember, all was anticipating, waiting for the bridegroom to come. And when the call went forth to go out and meet the bridegroom, five were ready and five were unready. While they are supposed to make the preparation to make their calling and their election sure, foolish talking, jesting and all these things. But it's a pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. A lot of Seventh-day Adventists, we are haughty, we are puffed up, high-minded. Oh, we have spirit of prophets. Oh, yeah, Jesus said you are poor. Jesus said you are blind. Jesus said you are naked, you are wretched. If you are miserable, you don't have no peace. You don't have no joy. But you say, by me, are you going to sell out in these last days? Are you going to sell the truth like Esau? Sell out your birthright? That you will never be seen for eternity? We can't do that, friends. We can't do that. Go with me to Psalm 5, chapter. Psalm 5:5. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Pause. What do you mean? What is iniquity? He that knoweth to do good and do it not, it is what? Sin. That is iniquity. Presumptuous sin. Watch this right here. The foolish shall not what? Stand in thy sight. Remember, the foolish, they went away and they go buy oil because they realized they never made the necessary preparation. But when they come back with a strange oil, with a different spirit, when they knock upon the door, calling out to the master said, I never knew you. Who are you? Departed from me. Because the master realized they have a different spirit. They are workers of iniquity. They know what to do and do it not. So it becomes a sin and also what? Iniquity. And we are many going to be found on the side of Satan. So what are they falling from? Because if the foolish virgin fall under the second angel, but what are they falling from? We want to know, what are they falling from? Go with me to Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. This is the condition of the foolish virgin. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Mercy. Whosoever of you shall justify by the law, ye are fallen from grace. So Christ become no is not more have no more effect upon them. The word of God, it don't move you. It don't convict you. You don't feel unease when you read the word of God. You are falling from grace. Falling from mercy. May God help us. So we are looking at the foolish virgin. They have what? Pride. And a haughty spirit go before what? A destruction. Let me read a quotation for you. Early Writings, page 58. paragraph 1. Early writings, page 58, paragraph 1. So foolishness and all these things, worldly thoughts, bombarding the foolish virgin mind. Listen now, the Lord has shown me the danger of letting our minds be filled with worldly thoughts and cares. Mercy. I saw that some minds are led away from present truth and the love of the Holy Bible by reading other exciting books. I pray that you ain't reading no novel books. You might as well throw it out and burn it. Others are filled with perplexities and cares for what they shall eat, drink, and wear. Some are looking too far off coming of the Lord. Time has continued a few years longer than they expected. This is the condition of the foolish virgin. Therefore, they think it may continue a few years more, and in this way, their minds are being led from present truth. Pause. Can it be that the majority of Seventh-day Adventists, the local church and all these areas, that when you go to church, you ain't hearing none of these messages that are going to move you? When you go to church, you just hear a fancy message. You don't hear no message that's going to cause you to be like somebody beating on your back. You get your hands start to sweat. You have bubbles come up. The message that like God is speaking to you. Many are turning away from present truth, but we are told there are many precious truths that contain in the word of God. But it is his present truth that the flock needs now. What? The flock needs now present truth. But listen what the woman of God said. I saw a danger. Listen what the woman of God, we're comparing. The Lord has shown me the danger of letting our minds be filled with worldly thoughts and cares. She said, I saw a danger that the minister are running off from the important points of what? Present truth. What is the purpose of present truth? I saw a danger that the minister are running off of the important points of present truth and oh, Lord have mercy, I forgot this quotation. But nevertheless, you understand what I'm saying. They are running off of the important points of what? Present truth. What is the purpose of present truth? To unite the flock and to sanctify the soul. So she says, she sees that what? A danger that our minister, that our leader, that God put in position, they are so worldly that Christ is not leading them no more. I hear the CD book say many of the ministers throughout the week, they study the word of God so little, and when they come on the pulpit, they don't have no substance to move the church. Lukewarm and lazy leaders in these last days. We want leaders with lion hearts that when they speak, people start crying and say, Jesus, save me. I hear you speaking to me. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Sodom and Gomorrah are going to be in a better position than you and I because you and I have more light. Nineveh will judge you and I because we have more light. Nineveh was such a wicked city, friends. And God said, one minister, and so because of pride, Jonah, God in his goodness, as he sent Jonah to Nineveh, God is sending a message to Seventh-day Adventists, present truth. People, in these last days, the Lord has shown me that the danger of letting our minds be filled with worldly thoughts and cares. I saw that some minds are led away from present truth and the love of the Holy Bible by reading other exciting books. People don't love the Bible no more. Others are filled with perplexities and cares for what they shall eat, drink, and wear. Some are looking too far off for the coming of the Lord. Times has continued a few years longer than they expected. Therefore, they think it may continue a few years more. And in this way, their minds are being led from present truth. Mercy. Out after the world. In these things I saw great danger again. For if the mind is full with other things, listen to this now. This is crucial. For if the mind is filled with other things, present truth is shut out. Pause. Present truth is shut out. If our mind is crowded with worldly thoughts, with all of these things, the cares of the world, present truth is shut out. Pause. let us compare the spirit of prophecy with the Bible. Go with me to Matthew chapter 13. Go with me. Let me show you something. Go with me to Matthew chapter 13. Present truth is what? Go with me to Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Listen to this. He said, if our mind is filled with worldly, with other things, present truth is shut out. Why? Let us look. Because the foolish virgin, they represent the stony ears. Listen to this now. Verse 22. He also, after receives the seed among the thorns, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, mercy, choke the word. So if the deceitful things of this world, and riches, and other things, what are you going to do? Choke the word. So if the word is choked, what is the result? And become unfruitful. And he become what? Unfruitful. No fruit. Brothers and sisters, this is crucial. Go with me to verse 21. Matthew chapter 13, verse 21. So if the word become unfruitful, what is the condition now? Because things are getting tighter and tighter and harder and more difficult. If Jesus Christ's word is not in us, woe unto you and I. Verse 21, yet had he not root in himself. So if the cares of this world take the place of the word, what is going on? Yet he had no root in himself, but endured it for a while. Though you may not see no troubles coming your ways, and you're singing and giving God praise, and you're preparing for the Sabbath, and you're giving up books, and you're praying and fasting, giving your time, that's good. You say, yet he had no root in himself, but endured it for a while. Endured it for a while? But how are we going to know if we have root in ourselves? Watch this now. For when tribulation, mercy, or persecution arises because of the word. What is the purpose of persecution and trials? Because of the word. You and I are going to be tried and to see if Jesus in you and I. You remember what Jesus said to the Pharisees? You want to kill me because my word have no place in you. Mercy. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Pause. Because of human law, many will not dare to obey the word of God. They're going to what? Be offended. And because of that, many are going to betray each other. Many are going to turn away from the Sabbath and taking heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So, what I want to show you something, friends, because we are told that the minister must go deeper and deeper into the study of God's word. We can't be surface dwellers in these last days, hankering nowhere like sifting time. No, friends. Do you know that wine is also the oil? The oil represents the Holy Spirit, right? So if the foolish virgin go buy oil from the world, what they're going to start to teach? They're going to come back with false doctrine. Oh no, false doctrine is wine, right? Go with me to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. This is what we see. That's why you see a lot of different doctrines, erroneous doctrine among us. What is going on? Foolish virgin and wise. Wheat and tears. Listen now. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Go back with me now. What Babylon is serving God's people? What going to cost many to fall in these last days? Go with me to Revelation 14:8. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. We got to use the Bible, friends. The Bible got to speak. Let the Bible convict you. Let the Bible be the reprover. Let the Bible be the convictor in these last days. Bring conviction upon our heart. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Pause. What is wine? False doctrine. So everyone who drink of this wine, what is the result? Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 51. Now we want to see everyone who drinking this wine, because the wrath of God is going to be poured out. Jeremiah chapter 51. Jeremiah chapter 51. Babylon is serving what? Wine. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. Listen what God said. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Let me show you a comparison. Let me give you a revelation. Look how God's word is deep, friends. Let me give you nothing but Bible. I come this evening not to give you my opinion, but Bible. I give you Jesus and his word. Amen? The Bible says, flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Pause. How can you and I deliver somebody? Can you really deliver somebody? No. Psalm 51, verse 13. Then shall I teach transgressor thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Well, let me show you the account of Daniel. When wine was presented to Daniel, Daniel was delivered himself and his friends. Keep a finger at Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. We're coming back. We're going to do some comparisons. Go with me now to Daniel chapter 1, verse 5. Go with me to Daniel chapter 1. We're talking about the foolish virgin now. Daniel chapter 1, verse 5. Let the Bible speak, friends, because God's word is full of treasure. These are hidden treasure, friends. But if you ain't reading, these treasures, they are hidden from your eyes. God wants to reveal these treasures that we ain't reading in these last days. We're coming back. Keep a finger at Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. Go with me now, Daniel chapter 1, verse 5. I read, and the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years. What the purpose of the wine? To nourish them so they can look fairer than everybody, right? So nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. So what Daniel, so we know that, you know that Daniel refused the wine and the king's meat, right? So now we see that wine is a what? Mockery, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. So whoever drinking wine, Babylon wine, they are in the class of the foolish version. So that's why God said, now go back with me now. Go back with me. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her what? Iniquity. We're going to look at that iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. Pause. What do you mean the Lord's vengeance? God said, vengeance is mine, I will pay. Right? You remember the first angel? Because remember, we are dealing with the great Advent movement. When a mighty angel comes down and say, prophesy again. The prophesy again is the first, second, and third angel message, along with the sanctuary message, the 2300 days, right? Now it said, be not cut off in our iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. Remember Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountain of water, verse 7. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Right? No. It says, verse 6 again. For I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the what? Hour of his judgment is come. So if God, the hour of God's judgment is come, that means he's going to repay. He said what? Vengeance is mine. So the hour of his vengeance is here. So he sent a message so you and I can escape the wrath of the seven last plague. He's sending a message so you and I can prepare. He's sending a message. If you are a foolish virgin, this message is going to show you how you don't need to be a foolish virgin in these last days, so you can be a wise virgin in these last days. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all nations drunken. Everyone who drink this wine, this false doctrine, this wine, listen now. Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the hurt drunken. What do you use to drink wine? A cup, right? I pray that you ain't drinking no wine. Are you with me? The nation have drunken of her wine. What is the result of drinking this wine? Therefore, the nations are mad. So if you are mad, you can't make a rightful decision in these last days. You do not know right from wrong, or holy or profane. The nation are what? Mad. They are drunk. So when the nation, they are fully drunk, what God going to do? God going to step in, come into a close. Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, verse 3 to 4. Revelation chapter 18, verse 3 to 4. For all nations have drunken of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. No wise virgin ain't going to drink no these kind of wine, friends. For all nations have what? Drunken as the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the herd had become, And the king of the herd had committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the herd are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her what? Plagues. What are these plagues? Go with me to Revelation chapter 15. What are these plagues? God said, come out of her, my people. Come out from among Babylon, because God's going to pour out the seven last plagues. But the foolish virgin, they are not making necessary preparation to meet their God. They're not making the necessary preparation to see their lukewarm and their lukewarm condition in these last days. They are not making the necessary preparation to see that they are cold and they are not hot. They are not making the necessary preparation to see that you are lukewarm. They are not making the necessary preparation to see that Jesus say, I'm about to spew you out. If Jesus spew you out, mean it will not confess you. If you're drinking some water and it's too hot, you're going to spit it out. It means Jesus is confessing you and I name in heaven. When you sin, and when God the Father ready to cut you down, Jesus, your high priest, said, Father, Father, my blood, give me one more year that I may bow down. Give me one more year that I may remove selfishness. Give me one more year that I may give them a hunger and thirst after righteousness. Give me one more year, Father, that I may go down and cause them to have devotion. Give me one more year, Lord, that I may cause them to wake up early in the morning and to cry out to me and to cry out for their life and their own children in these last days. Give me one more year. If you are not making these necessary preparations, you are a foolish virgin. But I give you a word today. You can become a wise virgin. What is this plague? What is these plagues? Because God wants you and I to escape these plagues. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up with the wrath of God. Revelation chapter 16 now, verse 1. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go thy ways, go your ways, and pour out the vial of the wrath of God upon the earth, upon everyone who lowered the standard, upon everyone who said, oh, God, understand, upon everyone who want to violate God's law. God, understand. I have to work. Upon everyone who never make the necessary preparation, upon everyone who sees sin and do not say anything, upon everyone who do not make their calling and election sure, upon everyone, pour out these seven last plagues, upon everyone who lower the standard, upon everyone, when they see sin in the camp, they're going to say, God's going to clean out. I'm going to clean you out with my seven last plagues. And if you are alive, if you stand these seven last plagues when Jesus is coming, his presence, brothers and sisters, is going to consume our eyes while we're standing up. While Jesus is coming and you are running from him to the rocks and to the mountains, his presence going to strike you and I down, and your body is going to live on this earth 1,000 years, brothers and sisters, with Satan and his angel. Brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus tried to get you, to cause you to escape. He don't want to destroy you, but our own backsliding, our own lukewarm leadership, Adventists, we are rich. God give us a profit. God give us counsel, but God say you are wretched. You are blind. You are poor. Poor in faith. Poor in wisdom. Poor in knowledge. Poor in studying of my word. Poor in discernment. Poor in decision making in these last days. Poor. But God say, I want you to be rich. You want to cause us to be rich. How can you and I be rich? Because a lot of us, we are seeking the prosperity of this world. But the Bible says, Seventh-day Adventists, you will not be able to buy or sell if you are obedient. But if you go along with the world, woe unto you and I. We want to be rich, not with the worldly stuff. Jesus said, labor not for meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Do you love spiritual things? Many of us, we don't like spiritual things. Are you still here in the world, you're falling asleep? We want to have friends. We need to pray and say, Lord, quicken me. Cause me to love your word, Lord. Cause me, Lord, to find joy in studying your word. We have to study to show ourselves approved not unto man, but unto God, unto heaven. Friends, I am here crying out in the wilderness. I pray that your heart may prick. There's nothing in me but the word of God. I'm echoing the word of God in your hearing because Jesus loves you. Jesus died on the cross for you while he's going out to Gethsemane, friends, crying the cross upon him, on his shoulder, upon his back. While Satan is whispering in his ears, I tell you, you're going to die for this backsliding people. Jesus, he ain't hurt to no word because he have faith. He believes if they just heal themselves, if they just give me their will, I will do marvelous things through them. Satan know that one third of the angel was cast out. And God said, I'm going to repopulate heaven with human beings. But Satan said, you ain't going to be there because you ain't going to judge me in judgment with Jesus. Satan tried to cause you and I to be on his side because he know what's in heaven for you. He know if you are faithful, you're going to walk on streets of gold. These dirty feet that walk in sin and go astray. If you are obedient in these last days, God will cause these feet to walk on streets of gold. These thoughts that run astray and go all over the place and occupy on things that is not worthy and not uplifting in these last days. If you give your mind and your will, Jesus will put a crown of glory upon your head. Jesus wants to give you a new garment, a garment that will never fade away, a garment, brothers and sisters, going to show that you have Jesus Christ's righteousness. Jesus wants to give you a new name. People may tarnish your name and say all bad things about your name, but Jesus said, I will give you a name better than sons and daughters, a better name that's clean, a name that says holy, righteous. Hill. Jesus wants to give you a new name. Some of you may get some name from your loved ones, but Jesus said, I want to give you a new name in heaven, and that name going to last forever. Not only that, Jesus said, I want to give you a new song, and that new song, not even angel will sing that song. When angels hear you sing, angel will fold their wings better than sisters, because angels sing a victory round and battle out. But brothers and sisters, you and I, we will be a special group. Brothers and sisters, there are places in heaven that the 144,000 will go to. Them that die under one, the third angel, brothers and sisters, Jesus, a special place in heaven. You and I will visit the unfallen world. Jesus will show these are they which get the victory over sin. These are they which get the victory of the beast, the image, and his name, friends. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming. We are in a great controversy over your soul. How long, brothers and sisters, you between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. But if Satan and the devil and the Roman Catholic and their Babylonian wine, serve them. But for me and my house, we will the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. I believe that people get it. I believe somebody heart touch. I believe somebody want to renew their covenant. I believe somebody see their lukewarm, their nothingness, their wretchedness, and their nakedness. But Lord, you promise us you want to cover us. Lord, I see my nakedness. I see my shame. the sin that we commit on a daily basis, Lord. It caused your face to move away from us. But, Lord, we come with humble hearts. Lord, save us lest we perish. Lord, our heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only you, O God. We don't even know ourselves, O God. Lord, give us a faith like never before. Give us a love. Rekindle our love in our heart for you, O God, we pray. Please, O God, show us our condition that we may turn away, turn around from sin and make our calling and election sure. But as we are about to depart from the phone, O God, I pray we'll never forget these things. I pray that your presence will not forget us, will not leave us, rather. Lord, be with us. Let your name be glorified through our action and our life in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, my brother. The Holy Spirit was truly with you again today. I pray that my brothers and sisters were truly blessed. Amen. Amen. And just a little paragraph from Council for the Church. It says, there are times when the Christian life seems beset by danger and duty seems hard to perform. The imagination pictures impeded ruin before and bondage or debt behind. Yet the voice of God speak clearly above all discouragement. Go forward. You should obey this command. Let the result be what it may, even though our eyes cannot penetrate the darkness and though we feel the cold wave about our feet. And that's paragraph 346.2, CCH 346.2. Again, I pray that everyone was blessed. This was a truly wonderful message, and may the Lord be with us as we depart from this line, but not from his presence, because we know God sees everything. He knows us. He knows our heart. So it's time to repent, my brothers and sisters. As Brother Ricardo said, we have to seek the Lord, afflict our soul. We have to confess our sins and go to him right now in your secret closet. Go to the Lord. Take your family to the Lord. Amen. So please have a good night. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. Jesus loves you. Thank you. Amen.